Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley. He is the founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now Dave, let's talk big picture regarding the balance between precious metals, gold in particular, and the underlying gold stocks. Let's start off by looking at the GDX to GLD ratio. Now today, fine, GDX is doing fairly well. It's up about 1%. But you can tell that GDX has been in a downtrend, while gold, for the most part, has been trading sideways, right around that 1900 level. Looking at this ratio, the GDX to GLD ratio, it's trended lower, and it has actually traded in a fairly wide range here for most of this year, at least the second half of this year, but it is closing in on this lower part of this trading range, potentially looking like it might break down. That would signify that the stocks, the miners in particular, would lead gold lower, as we all know that the stocks lead the underlying metal. What are you taking away from this environment? Are you concerned that the stocks are telling us gold might be going lower here?
Yeah, Corey. Last week, I issued an alert to my subscribers that I was building up some cash in expectation of this. As the I've been watching this ratio go lower, and it's interesting because 4 years ago at this time, when we also had another very controversial U.S. election in November of 2016, the miners began to go to show relative weakness to gold into the election as well. And we all know what happened last time. It sure looks like that during this consolidation process, which is now about 2.5 months, that we might have a final move lower to end this consolidation correction process. And where that might be is that $1,750 to $1,800 level in the gold price, and maybe the 35 level in the GDX. As you see, the 200-day moving average in the GDX is slowly moving towards that 35 level. So that might end around there. And then if you take a look at the GDXJ, which is also showing weakness relative to the gold price, it might test the 7-year accumulation breakout level at 49. There was strong resistance at 49 for 7 years there, and that strong accumulation base could come back and down and be tested at that level. So as far as the election is concerned, there's so much uncertainty about who's not only who's going to win, but is it going to be contested? Is it going to end up in the Supreme Court by the time we know who the president is? We just don't know. So people are building up some cash. You know, the volume is getting lower also in preparation for some some sell-off. So we're starting to see gold. We're seeing gold hang around that 1900 level, but we're seeing the gold stocks sold off with the stock market.
Yeah, I'm looking at the weekly chart for GDX here, and it's something I noted a couple weeks ago was declining volume, and now some of the recent volume in the last couple weeks has been the lowest of the year as GDX has generally drifted lower. But this correction, let's call it, for GDX after that peak in early August, it's 3 months long right now. And I realize we're all just waiting for the election, which we should have some clarity next week at around this time, actually, maybe later on in the day. But is that going to be enough to maybe end this correction, even if it is kind of a quick washout on the back end of a election conclusion?
I think it will. That's just a wild guess, of course, because we really don't know how this election process is going to shake out and how it's going to affect the market. Because you know, when people start to lose faith in the election process, that's not good in the marketplace. They start selling things, and when they start selling things, the first thing they go into is cash, which is the U.S. dollar. So that could be a big concern for the gold price in the short to medium term here. And that 1750, 1800 lever could be tested. But there's really strong support there. And I don't see it going much lower than that, because if we look at the long term macro fundamentals here, they're still very, very bullish for the gold price.
Exactly, and that's something that we keep on touching on, but I do think that people are getting, especially the gold bugs, a little too complacent on the back of this election, saying that, well, we're going to get spending, and that's going to push gold higher. I do agree that spending can push gold higher, but I don't know if it's as clean cut as these gold bugs would like to think. Let's also discuss how GDX is performing compared to U.S. equity markets. The markets continue to be choppy, but they do have a little bit of a upward bias, as GDX has been continuously fading here. Any discrepancies, any similarities that you're weighing when it comes to GDX compared to the broad markets?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you just started to see it this week, really, the selling pick up with the stock market. I mean, Monday was a great example. Gold was flat, and the GDX was down sharply with equities. So that's and we're starting to see that continue. Here, I mean, we're only seeing a little bounce here, and the gold price is still hanging around that 1900 level, and yet the GDX is starting to really show its relative weakness to the gold price and selling off with the stock market. So, like I said, you know, uncertainty breeds people selling and asking questions later, and when they sell things, what they do is they go to cash, especially when you take a look at the gold price that it's gone up so far, so fast, and there's still some weak longs in there. So, in the big picture, Corey, this is all healthy. I mean, if you take a look at the monthly chart, it's a tiny little blip, and it's still overbought on a monthly basis. So, you know, coming down to test that 1750, 1800 level would be actually a healthy move. And also, you know, the gold market loves to do this to us. You know, it gets us these big moves and gets us all excited. People start chasing stocks, which is never a good idea to do. And then when the consolidation comes, it lasts longer than people expect. And then they end up losing patience and selling. I mean, let's take a step back and look what we saw. We saw the GDXJ go up 183% in 4.8 months. I mean, that's a huge, huge move that needs to consolidate. And that's what it's doing.
Yeah, fair enough. That is what it's doing. And look, it has already been a good run, and a little bit of consolidation is needed and necessary for a longer, more sustainable bull market. But Dave, you even mentioned that you're building up cash. And in all fairness, I know from subscribing to your newsletter, because you share your portfolio with everyone, you are invested in a lot of the juniors, right? And juniors can move contrary to broad averages and to the underlying, I guess, trends in, say, GDX, GDXJ. How are you determining which positions to trim when, in all fairness, there is a lot of news that is going to be released to the market that can be a catalyst for these stocks?
That's a great question. The major position that I sold was something that I've been in for a while, and my subscribers and myself have done really, really well with it, and it's just very overvalued right now. You know, we've done really well. It's trading near its highs, so it's a good time to take all our profit and keep it in cash and shift it into something that's on our watch list that might have a fishing line sell-off and more panic selling and get down to a really good entry point. So, and also, you know, take advantage of maybe a private placement or two, which is what I did this week, and I told my subscribers about it. It's always a good idea to have some cash when you're expecting the sector to sell off. But as far as the long term is concerned, we're in a buy and hold bull market. So my core positions, I'm not selling. You know, I got really good prices on them, and my subscribers and I are holding them, and you know, trimming profits along the way. You know, during that huge move in the sector in less than 5 months, we had a few positions that got really, really overvalued for the move. And as far as in relation to the portfolio, they got over 10% of the portfolio. So I trimmed, and that was a good move also, because the stocks that I trimmed have gone down, you know, 30-40%. But my core positions are, I'm still holding them because I got really good entry points. So it's always a good idea to trim your positions, and when they get too large, and hold core positions during a major bull market, which I believe that we're in right now. I mean, this cycle is just beginning, and you know, all these companies are cashed up. And, you know, that's another thing to look at. All these companies are cashed up and you know, they did all these financings, and all these financings, these private placement shares are coming free trading. So that's also going to give you a good entry point. So it's always a good idea to be aware of everything that's going around, going the stock that you're following, especially if the shares are becoming free trading and they attached a warrant, because people love to just keep those warrants and sell the stock as soon as it becomes free trading.
Absolutely. And there are billions of dollars worth of stock coming free trading during this month, the rest of this month, and into next month. So everyone needs to be aware of that. Plus, one comment that you made there, make sure you're not too overweight on just one stock, especially a junior, because those things can be volatile and that can really hit your portfolio when one individual stock pulls back. Dave, great chatting with you, buddy. I'm going to post a link to your website. I enjoy your newsletter, so I hope a lot of our listeners are also signed up, or if you're considering signing up, go check out what Dave has to say on his website. Dave, appreciate your time today, buddy. We'll chat again next week.
Look forward to it, Corey. Thanks a lot.